I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. Sunday came and went without incident at the Vermont State House, but public safety officials say the capital city will continue to see a heightened law enforcement presence in the coming days. Captain David Peterson is the Special Operations Commander for the Vermont State Police.
We've stated before that we're going to go ahead and continue this posture at least through the inauguration, and at this present time, there's no plans to change that.
Peterson says state police are unaware of any specific security threats to targets in Vermont, but federal intelligence officials say pro-Trump extremists may be planning armed protests at state capitals around the country in the run-up to Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Vermont has reached a new milestone in the number of COVID-19 cases identified in the state. VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports.
On Sunday, the Department of Health reported the 10,000th case of COVID-19 in Vermont. This comes just over 10 months after the first case was identified in the state. Daily case counts were high over the weekend, with 180 new cases reported on Saturday and 140 on Sunday. In the past week, 2.6% of the COVID-19 tests that were conducted came back positive. Currently, 45 people are in the hospital with COVID-19 in Vermont, 7 of whom are in intensive care. 163 people in the state have died in the pandemic. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.
The high school winter sports season in Vermont is moving closer to getting started with competitive games. Previously, Governor Phil Scott limited all school winter sports activities to non-contact drills, with players keeping a safe distance from each other. Scott says the first phase has been a success, and he is now moving on to phase two.
Since then, we've seen no spread of the virus tied to these activities, and spread within schools remains low. Phase two allows for teams to expand practices to include drills with limited contact and scrimmages.
If the current favorable trends continue, Scott says he hopes to be able to allow competitive games to start in the next few weeks. About 150 members of the Vermont Air National Guard are headed to Florida for a training exercise that is part of a plan to make them ready to fly F-35 fighter jets in combat. The Guard says the airmen will follow COVID-19 protocols and will be tested for the virus on their return to Vermont after the two-week training. Eye in the sky today, scattered to numerous snow showers this morning, especially from the Adirondacks and Route 2 south. Traced to an inch at lower elevations, 2 to 4 higher up, tapering to a few flurries. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the 20s, north upper 20s, mid-30s in the Champlain Valley and south.